This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Brendan Crichton, who is the state representative from Lynn and is a candidate now for state senate for the vacant seat, or the expected to be vacant seat, of State Senator Tom McGee, who is, will be sworn in as mayor of Lynn after the first of the year. But Brendan, let's talk about what's going on at the State House. It's not the busiest time of the year, from what I understand, down in Boston. But what are some of the things you're working on or have been working on as a state rep?
So, yeah, we just finished up our legislative session for the year, but we had a lot of really impactful pieces that came out over the past few months. We took up criminal justice reform, you know, which certainly aims to reduce recidivism and also, you know, take a more common sense approach to the criminal justice system, which, you know, we've been talking about for quite some time. We've had a number of studies done, a ton of activists that have been involved, and I think a really well-done process both on the House and Senate side. So that bill right now is being, you know, worked out in conference to settle the two differences between the branch. But from talking to different folks on both sides of the issue, I feel like we really found, you know, a really solid piece of legislation that will have a direct impact on lives and really, you know, our economy and quality of life in Massachusetts. Additionally, we did a bond bill for some capital projects. You know, look around anywhere in the Commonwealth and you can see our infrastructure is in great need of repairs, and a lot of our state properties are part of that problem. So some of the local things that we had advocated for in the bill include the Lynn Trial Court, which hasn't really been updated in quite some time. I don't go to the court often, but for those folks that do or have to work in there, this will, you know, create some safety upgrades, some technology upgrades, and just overall infrastructure to the tune of $4.5 million, which is a big help down there, much needed. Additionally, North Shore Community College will be having, you know, significant, despite the new building that they created, we're going to be needing to do a lot of deferred maintenance that has been, or updating deferred maintenance projects, which hasn't been taken care of in quite some time. That's to the tune of $2.5 million. I do want to take a step back. The trial court was $40 million, not $4 million. So really significant improvements for those state assets, but additionally some smaller local things. We have a community path in Lynn we're trying to stretch from. They have this Bike to the Sea project that's been worked on for quite some time, and unfortunately doesn't make it to the sea because it stops in Lynn. We haven't been able to build a consensus around it. We believe we have now, and with, you know, the new mayor, Tom McGee, mayor-elect Tom McGee coming in, we think we can continue that community path from Saugus all the way through Lynn, creating better access points. And in this bill, we included some funding for that, some funding for Fraser Field and, you know, a number of other, the Lynn Museum, a number of other assets. I would add some caution that this is just authorizing the money. We still need to work with the administration to prioritize how it's spent and how quickly. Yeah. So those are just a few things. We've also, you know, unfortunately, with a lot of the you know, turmoil and dysfunction in D.C. and some of the stuff coming from this administration, we've been forced to be reactive on a number of issues. Most recently, we passed a bill, you know, really preserving the access to contraceptives for women in our state. The Trump administration had attempted to roll that back. But, you know, in Massachusetts, we want to continue to make sure that access is there. So we passed a law for that. Additionally, on, you know, on the issue of gun control, after the massacre in Las Vegas, we had passed a ban on bump stocks in the state. We were the first in the country to do that. And, you know, it seems like we're going to continue to fight for the things that we believe in Massachusetts, despite what some of these outside forces are trying to do.
We're talking with Brendan Crichton. Brendan, I know that, you know, that list of bond items that you just mentioned, a few of them that was in the item maybe a couple weeks ago, yeah, something like that, 10 days ago, something like, very impressive list. And as you said, it's still some things need to be sorted out on that piece. But you worked with, you know, Dan Cahill, another state rep. You worked with Senator Tom McGee and others in the legislature, House and Senate. So I'm mentioning both there. What's it going to be like for Lynn to have Tom McGee as mayor? I mean, because I think that that's something that, you know, has been out there. Is what changes do you see happening in the city of Lynn?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And I should say, too, that, you know, when I'm talking about these bond bills or any of this legislation, our delegation on the North Shore, you know, Rep. Cahill, Ehrlich, Donald Wong, and then even further to, you know, other cities and towns, really has worked together. So I do not deserve the credit. It was definitely a team effort. As far as, you know, Tom being mayor, I think everyone's excited for a change, and that's not a knock on the previous administration. But, we know Tom well. We share his vision for the city. And I think, in terms of communication, in terms of his contacts and experience, both in the state and, working with the federal level, that it will really be a big boost for Lynn. So already, we're seeing, the team really come together. And, when I'm out on the doors, in my other role now, I guess, as candidate, talking to folks, even outside of Lynn, we want to look at this in a more regional approach. The better Lynn does, the better the community does, and the same for, the surrounding towns. So we're really all in this together, and it's excited to get this started in, when he's sworn in January 2nd.
One of the things, I did an interview with Senator McGee, months ago now, but obviously his transportation is one of his passions, and it just comes blaring through. And I know the ferry is something that you guys have worked on. Where do we stand with that? Because it got kind of resurrected this past summer in a limited way, I suppose. But where do we stand with that looking forward, and what's been committed and what's still kind of out there kind of as a question?
Yeah, so a few of the commitments I think we've talked about before. We were able to secure some federal funding to buy a boat or to build a boat. So that's still out there being worked on. I wish I had a more solid update on that. But that piece is significant in that it makes our RFP a little bit more attractive, both on the city side and for other folks, where we don't have to have a boat that's being used for whale watches or other recreational travel. It will help us, create a better schedule, which is one of the more frequent concerns we have from riders is, they wish they had more trips and wish the trips were better timed. So I think we can have a more attractive product once we have that ferry in place. The terminal is still, in beautiful shape, and everyone we bring down there that has experience and that type of thing really says it's top notch. So with those two pieces secure, it's really just convincing the administration to subsidize the program. All transportation is subsidized. A lot of folks, tend to forget that when they're out, driving, whether it's the roads, highways, bridges, the T, buses, everything is subsidized by state funds, and the ferry service should be no different. So we're excited for that. There has been a lot of momentum in terms of kind of outside validators. So Boston Harbor now is doing a water transportation study, or they did a water transportation study and have come out with a really solid report that I think will highlight the need for increased water transportation, not just in Lynn but all over. Pioneer Institute, which is more of a conservative think tank that we don't always see eye to eye on the issues, but in the case of water transportation, they had done a report that says we should really look to that. It's one of the – in terms of upkeep, like we're not dealing with, new roads on a regular basis or new tracks or, that type of infrastructure. You have the water. It's there. I mean, you really just need the ports and the docks to get to and from. So – it has the concept of water transportation has definitely gained focus, and just with the constant studies that come out in terms of how bad traffic is going to be. We're already gridlocked. You can't get out of the North Shore easily at all, and around the state, we're seeing traffic keep going up and up and up. Water transportation will help free that up. It's a common sense approach.
Well, I don't work in Boston, but if you have the same system you had last year, Brendan, maybe you could get on the boat in the morning, head to work, maybe catch a whale or two, maybe a little bit out of the way, get into work a little bit late, but you're going to have a smile on your face when you enter the office.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's people that ride it, it's almost like a cult of sorts. They really feel strongly about, the leisure component of it, which if you can sit back, read a book, or, just enjoy the views on the way to work, you can have a much, pleasurable drive or commuting experience than, sitting white-knuckled in traffic, cursing. So, which does kind of lead into the other, potential for these ferries and water transportation. It's not just about commuter trips necessarily. We have the Boston Harbor Islands, which have seen, a huge overhaul and restoration over the past decade. And, our coastlines are really beautiful. It could be other recreational travel that could help offset some of the costs of the providers for these services.
Right. And when you look, and I know you, I'm sure you do, I mean, you look up the coast and you see all the, you know, all the boats offshore. I mean, we do have Seaport Landing in Lynn and so on for just regular folks with boats. But there's other, you know, go further on up, bigger boats in Beverly, bigger boats in Gloucester, obviously. But it just makes sense. I guess the harbor is part of the issue here in Lynn for the depth of it and so on. But it would be, it only makes sense, I think, for commuters, Marblehead, Swampscott, to be able to pull into that lot and have a little bit more dependable service into Boston on water.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should highlight, too, that, you know, we have 348 units of you know, housing that's going to be going up right over at either the North Harbor or Beacon Chevrolet, depending on how you refer to it as. And that's just a short walk from the ferry. So you have, you know, we're going to be having waterfront development. We have thousands of units right now permitted. You know, where are those cars going to go? And it's already gridlock now. It makes more sense to use some alternative methods. That is until we get the blue line here, which is not off our list of priorities. So.
Yeah, well, that would work too. All right, Brendan, let's touch on the race for Senate. So politically speaking, Senator Tom McGee wins the race for mayor in November in the city of Lynn. He'll assume office in January, and then he'll vacate that seat, and so there'll have to be a special election for the Senate seat. And you've announced that you're going to be running for that seat. So tell us about that decision and what all that means.
Yeah, absolutely. So so Tom was elected mayor, and really the next day we had announced our campaign for Senate. So the Senate district is the 3rd Essex district. It represents Lynn, Lynnfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Saugus, and Swampscott. And it's, you know, an area that I'm very familiar with, having worked for Tom for 9.5 years and having lived in Lynn my entire life here. So we're really excited. I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, now more than ever, we really need strong leadership, fresh ideas, bold vision. With all the nonsense that's going on down in D.C. and just, you know, we want to make the North Shore really the best place to live, work, and raise a family. So I'm very excited. We've been out knocking doors, meeting voters, and the response has been great. I'm really excited to really meet voters across the district now until February 6th. So it is a special election. This is a sprint, unlike past elections that I've been in, but we've really hit the ground running. So February 6th will be the primary election, and then March 6th, the general. So I know folks are focused on the holidays, and we had Thanksgiving last week and in the new year, but I'm going to be coming to your door and harassing you for a little bit. So if you give me a few minutes of your time, I'd really appreciate it.
And maybe you should put the Red Santa hat on for the next few weeks, Brendan, and maybe you'll be very welcome at their doors.
That's not a bad idea. Do you do any campaign work, Bill? Maybe you could help us out a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a consultant, right? Available. But you know, it's an interesting district because, like you said, it spans over to Lynnfield. It's got Saugus. You're up north, and you over to Nahant and so on. Of course, the city of Lynn as well. So it's a big piece, a big chunk of the North Shore.
Yeah, and every community obviously is unique and different priorities and different culture. But at the same point, when I'm out there talking to folks, it really comes back to some of the same issues we've been working on for a while now, which is, you know, providing a good education, not just meaning, you know, within school time, but also providing educational opportunities for pre-K, for after school and out of school time program, and the infrastructure issue, which we had touched upon, whether it's, you know, school buildings, you know, higher ed when we talk about North Shore Community College, or just, you know, our transportation infrastructure across the board. And then really, you know, jobs are always a big issue, whether regardless of where you live, our economy locally really can contribute to the quality of life. So those issues keep coming up, and, you know, those are the things we've been working on and we'll continue to fight for at the State House.
Well, Brendan, great talking with you. Good luck on the campaign, and thanks for your insights onto what's happening at the State House.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a great holiday.
Yeah. Brendan Crichton, state representative from Lynn and also a candidate for the McGee Senate seat that will be vacant come the first of the year. And I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.